person I'm giving a hard time this morning is Bryn Wheatley. I've been looking all week forward to having Bryn in the studio. How are you?
I am good. How are you this morning?
I was bragging about you earlier in the week. I was at the Chamber of Commerce dinner, and there was an awards, and we were very fortunate here at River Radio. We won the Regional Business of the Year, so I was very happy about that. But there was one story in particular that really moved me, and I watched a video clip that they had compiled about Bryn Wheatley. Bryn's in the studio with me now, and she has athletes. Did I get the cadence right on that?
You did great.
It's athletic plus eats.
It is.
Now, Bryn Carbondale.
Yes, sir.
Now, and here's the thing. Yes, sir.
We did speak about that.
Tom, it is. And I was so moved by Bryn. She says, I don't think I deserve this. And that was the part that grabbed my attention. And then as the story went along, I realized you've literally gone all in on creating a business based on really your personal experience.
Yes, sir.
All right. So it started, and I'm sorry to ask you about this.
No, it's fine.
But it started off with you and a desire to lose weight.
It did. It's been about 5 years ago. Young mom of three. And after we had our third child, I was diagnosed as pre-breast cancer. And so I went through all of the steps, went to the doctor. They checked me out. And ultimately, my doctor looked at me and he said, you're only 29. You're way too young. Something's not right. And he started going through my diet. And he just asked what I was doing on a daily basis. And my loving husband, after I had given my answer, he looked at me. He said, now, I watch you every day. And that's really not accurate. And it wasn't that I was trying to hide anything. But sometimes you have those habits that you don't even realize that you do have or that you've incorporated in your life.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. Waking up and going through the McDonald's drive-thru and getting a 32-ounce Coke every day. Or waking up and grabbing a cup of coffee and a handful of Oreos. Not the best diet in the world. You can, and I did, put on weight rather quickly.
Processed food
and high caffeine and all of the sugary substances.
And I've kicked the soda habit, right?
That's great.
I kicked the caffeine habit, which I'm still dreading now for 2 years.
I understand that.
But it's still interesting because you can still do a lot and it doesn't seem to get much traction. But I guess what the doctor was saying here is he was trying to take a look at the entire picture.
Exactly.
And so his guidance was?
To change my diet radically. And so I dropped the sugary foods. I dropped the drive-through, and I just started eating whole foods and exercising. So when I went back for my follow-up about a month later, the mass that had been found was completely gone. And so I just continued on that road of healthy eating and exercise and lost the weight and have been able to keep it off for the most part.
All right. I'm trying to put myself in your shoes. And Here's my takeaway. My doctor has just given me some news that scares the hell out of me. And I've got a husband and three children who are counting on me.
Yep.
So
that's
are
exactly,
we pretty much.
That's exactly what it is.
And so that gave you the motivation.
Absolutely.
But you went beyond that. When you started making these decisions, apparently you really applied yourself when it comes down to creating a menu.
Yes. So that all started with friends and family who really just watched from the outside. And they noticed that my health was changing, but they also noticed that my attitude and my outlook on life were changing as well. So those family members started asking for personal help. And so I just told him, I'm meal prepping, being prepared every day, so I don't hit the drive-thru. I don't want to drink the soda or any of those things.
And I think there's an interesting idea. When you say meal prepping, it's not necessarily always having this X in a box to eat, but you know in advance your plan, and then
yes,
you stick with the plan.
Absolutely.
When you're talking about meal planning, this is about, I don't have anything in the refrigerator except a battery and a half a bottle of rotten milk, and I'm going to just stop by, you know, some fast food location on the way.
Right.
Right. So you plan ahead. This is a really a bigger part than people give it credit for.
It is a huge part. It really sets you up for success. It allows you to know what your day in and day out is going to be nutritionally. It also allows me personally, along with my family, to be able to continue to move forward in our business and in our daily lives and all of the events and activities that our kids have.
All right. How did you go from I'm going to do this for myself because I'm so highly motivated, to I'm going to make this for other people and create my own business, because that takes a lot of nerve.
It does.
All right, because you started fighting these issues, you said 29.
Yes.
So at some point you decided, and these other people asked you for help.
Yep.
You gave them maybe some paper or some verbal notes, but you took it to the next level when you created Athletes.
We did. It was really just a conversation driving down the road with my husband. We had gotten a lot of feedback and people asking, and we just came to the conclusion that this could turn into something bigger than we had ever intended it to be. But it's not always about our intentions. It's about the need of what people are looking for.
And see, when you say needs, I interpret it a different way.
Okay.
I interpret it as, how many potential customers are out there? That was when the minute you said that, that was the first thing I thought of. Okay, I can do this. I know I can. I've done it for myself, right, and I know the outcome. So as a salesperson, you've got that passion behind and evidence. You want to see the picture from this time? You want to see my picture now? And this is what I did. You want to join me, right? So
yes,
I see that's a great sales tool, but there still has to be X number of people to be able to support a business.
That's right. That's right.
All right. What's for dinner tonight? Right now, you're going to deliver. How many clients have you got?
Each week it varies a little bit on how many meals we prepare and how many clients we have. Right now we're in a cycle of gaining new clients. So I honestly haven't even run that number this week for
right.
you, Tom.
All right. So it's back to what's for dinner tonight. Because I noted after talking to you that there seem to be two options. A big guy like me who maybe needs a little more food than a somebody your size.
Correct.
And that you've got some options there, which I thought was interesting. Instead of one size fits all, you recognize that maybe a female who weighs 150 or 160 is 4 ounces of protein, as opposed to a male who's maybe 6'4" and 250 pounds, and he needs 6 ounces of protein.
That's correct.
I thought that was interesting, for one. So you shape it to the consumer, what that person needs.
Exactly.
But back to it again. What's for dinner tonight?
Oh, tonight I think we may do teriyaki chicken. So grilled chicken breast with roasted zucchini and yellow squash and mushrooms with brown rice. And then toss that in our house-made teriyaki sauce. And everything that we do is gluten-free. And if it can't be made gluten-free, then we either create an option for it or we just kind of nix the whole idea of it, because we know what it is to have food allergies and to tailor make those people's food who need it.
How much does it take to cost to maybe create a unit or to purchase a unit of food for dinner on any given day from your organization?
So the teriyaki chicken meal is $7.69 for the 4 ounce portion.
Okay. I cannot buy a monster burger for that much.
No, you cannot. We try very hard to keep our prices drive-through friendly.
I probably shouldn't have mentioned that I know the price of the monster burger, but I really like it. And I've got the shape that indicates that. And I find that interesting because pricing is important.
It is. It is very important.
All right. So if you charge me, what was seven?
$7.69.
Do you deliver that to my house?
I will deliver that to your house. And you can order as many meals as you need for the week or as few meals to get you through your work days. And it's just $2.50 to have me deliver it to you.
So you deliver fresh every day?
We deliver once a week on Sundays.
Okay, so you deliver the meal in a container that ensures it is properly preserved in the refrigerator for about a week and can hold its good.
Yes,
sir. How do you do that, by the way? I'm curious.
We are certified as a flash frozen facility. So everything we do from start to finish is completely fresh and flash frozen. So you get the best quality you possibly can out of your meal.
Right. So you only do this inside Carbondale now?
Our kitchen is currently located in Goreville, Illinois.
Oh, you're cooking in Goreville.
We are.
And then what's your delivery range?
We deliver pretty much all over Southern Illinois at this moment. We're expanding our delivery ranges, so we go from DeSoto to Murfreesboro all the way through Marion. So
would you be able to keep those inexpensive rates with a delivery range that increases like that?
We have not increased our delivery prices at all. So we've been able to keep what we do, and we're happy to do it that way.
I'm curious a little bit about the name, because athletes, I wondered, because some people might get the impression that this is really about food for an athlete, a high school football player, a college basketball player, something along that line, but that's really not the case here. This is, I mean, is this really just for people who are trying to watch their weight, or is this about people who are trying to eat healthy, or... I mean, or do you cover all these spectrums?
We try very hard to cover all of those spectrums. So whether you are an athlete and you have a very specific diet to fuel your body for what you do on a daily basis, or if you're just a busy mom who needs to have a lunch to take with her every day, and anybody in between, we really want to serve our community and serve them well.
I spoke to a person about you coming in this morning. It was interesting the way they viewed this. They said... my parents grew up in the Depression, and we were told, if it's on your plate, you eat it all. And I wondered, you know, and I was thinking about that, because I remember hearing that conversation when I was young, too. You know, we didn't have food, and, you know, it was, if it's on your plate, you're better, right?
Yeah.
So how much of what you do is also about portion control? I find this interesting because of personal experience. And I had been using one of these food prep locations because, for one thing, and here's another thing that we have not talked about.
Okay.
I spend a lot of time working, you know, on the phone, and I don't spend a lot of time, free time with my significant other.
Okay.
And so she and I made the decision that we would use a food prep service and got a week's worth of food so we could spend more time together in the evenings instead of food prep and cleaning up. And then the side effect of that was... started losing weight. I lost a lot, about 40 pounds, 45 pounds.
That's awesome.
And then I got bored with it, the food and the trouble. And then a bunch of it went bad in the refrigerator. And my significant other also was grew up in that, you, if you got it, you eat it. This went bad. I'm never doing that again. All right. And then I started packing on the pounds again. And I wondered, is it what I'm eating or is it the amount I'm eating? Because I have a tendency of, you know, oh, potato salad. Right? I mean, portion control is part of what we're talking
about. Portion control is a very big factor. And everything that we produce is portioned out. So we take out the step of you cooking it. We take out the step of you having to portion it. A lot of the other bigger name companies, you still have to cook it. You still have to put in all of the work and all of the effort.
Right. There are some of those where here's the ingredients and here's how you put them together.
Exactly. Exactly. So
and I get that business plan and what it's about.
Yeah.
But I'm really of the, I get to have something that almost from my palate in Southern Illinois, is exotic in some cases.
Okay.
I don't have roasted peppers. It's not something that I've ever made myself ever in my life.
That's interesting.
But on the other hand, teriyaki chicken, I've taken a swing at that. But I think when I see some of these other food prep services, what makes it attractive is I've never had that before.
Right. And it is different. And so we... personally love taking a comfort style meal, something that you're familiar with, and taking it to a healthy place, whether that's an ingredient swap or just kind of revamping the whole idea of it. It's easy to take a orange chicken meal that's breaded and deep fried and, you know, that's very comforting. Well, how do you take that and flip it on its head?
And how do you freeze it and make it taste good after it's been frozen, after it's been cooked, too?
Right. So there's a lot of science and technicalities that go behind that. So you end up with a great product, but you have a pre-portioned product, so you don't overeat. And so you know exactly what you are eating and what is in that meal. And a lot of times you go to a lot of places and you don't know what ingredients are on or in your meal. Our container comes with a nutrition label and it tells you exactly what's in it. And you're getting whole food and real food, and then you don't have to cook it. And
and you know what? I've read some of those ingredients panels.
Yeah.
On sugar-free bread, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that is. You know what? And I'm not an idiot either. And I keep going through and I'm going, I'm halfway through and I don't understand anymore what's on here.
Right.
And then, you know, and I'm like, that's kind of, I've become more conscious about what I put in. Unlike my youth, which I didn't care.
I understand
right?
that. I've had that.
But there comes a point where you have that break. I mean, if you were trying to, just hypothetically saying you had 10 meals today that you were going to deliver.
Sure.
And 10 different customers. What would be the percentage you think for, I want to eat healthy, I want to lose weight, I want to save time, this tastes good and I don't have to cook, how would that 10 kind of break up as each one of those representing 10% of the pie?
I would say probably 50% do it out of convenience. The other 50,
that high?
Yes, and then the other 50% are health and nutrition based.
All right, so if you've got half of that, that means your food tastes good. Is the way I interpret that.
I am really partial to our meals. I eat them every day, and I don't get bored with them. The reviews that we receive back say that they're the best meals that they've ever had from a meal prep company. And I don't say that pridefully. Those are people who go out of their way to tell us that they've had that type of experience.
So what's your business plan here when it comes to subscribing to your service? Somebody goes to your website, takes a look at your menu, sees what you have available on any given day, and then makes their orders for the upcoming week? Is
that
how that
exactly
works?
That's exactly it. Exactly it. We don't do a subscription-based service simply because people do get bored. And if you eat the same thing every day over and over again, your meals will go to waste.
Yeah.
And we don't want that. Everybody's schedule changes and they flex, and you don't always need the same amount of meals every week either. So we really strive to make it as convenient and easy as possible.
All right, here's the hard part of the conversation.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready.
It takes a lot of nerve to start your own business and go into the unknown and not be a wage slave anymore and rely on your own well-being. Permits, flash freezing equipment, where are you going to get your sourced local material if that's what you're using? Where are you going to get chicken at the correct price and know that it's good and safe? I mean, I start thinking about putting myself in your shoes and it scares me. I mean, I know people that have been in the food industry. I wanted to do this at one point in my life. And it was a friend of mine down on the mansion of Golconda,
okay.
Don Kuntz.
Yeah.
And he says, are you crazy? Are you nuts? Do you not understand how hard this business is? Do you want to spend your entire life inside a restaurant? When I look at you as being named Entrepreneur of the Year from the Carbondale Chamber of Commerce, you had to have some type of nerve to make that leap.
That leap was a complete God leap. I grew up in a family that's always been in the restaurant industry. I never knew anything different. As a child, my dad would always teach me how to prep in a commercial kitchen, just very, very young. The leap of leaving a stable job.
Well, you know every week how much you get paid.
You know
exactly how much.
Exactly. All of those numbers are there.
And it's a comfort.
It is. Very much a comfort, and leaving a job where you love the people that you work with. And not only being in a position where you love the people that you work with, you love the people that you get to serve in the position that you're in. It was a God leap. It absolutely was.
What do you mean by God leap?
It means that God put it in my spirit, and he said, look, I'm calling you to do something different. I'm calling you to do something bigger.
I often find that feeling comes to me whenever I'm doing the right thing, but sometimes afterwards, not before. I start doing it, and then I get the reassurance that you're doing the right thing, and then I march forward because I've gotten that reassurance. But yours happened a little bit before, saying, no, you need to go do this.
Exactly, exactly. My husband and I were driving down the road, and he threw out the name Athletes, and it was just a simple concept. And the more that we chewed on it and thought about it and prayed about it, we really both thought, okay, God's calling us to more and it's time. And so I did step away from my full-time position and went on the hunt for a commercial kitchen.
Do you think that when you make a decision like that, that it changes the way you treat your customers, because instead of a customer or a client, they're something else?
Absolutely.
You know, and I'm not sure what that word would be, Brent. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I don't know how to put that into words either, Tom, but they are something else.
Well, you don't want to let them down, and it's not just a number deal. And
it's not.
I think I've got the same relationship with a lot of people who listen to this radio station. They know that I'm not here, you know, I got to have the money.
Yeah.
But but my idea is that I do a good job for people who are listening. They're my clients here right now, even though they don't give me any money.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It makes you strive harder. It makes you slow down and listen better. So you can serve better. I love each one of our clients, and I know most of them by first name. I see them every week. I can remember their small details of, oh, you're gluten-free. Oh, you can't have nuts. I've not met another person who's able to do that. And that really, I feel, is a gift from God to be able to have that connection with
people.
Well,
I think other people, those connections sometimes cost money. And we live in a world where you cut to make money.
And I
wonder.
I don't like taking those shortcuts to make money. And it's not, yes, I have to make a living to survive, to provide for my family. But it is so much more of a position of serving and helping and filling a need.
Here's one for you.
Okay.
This came from Mike in Murfreesboro.
Okay.
And he says, I have the mammal tick disease, alpha gal.
Okay.
Can you customize meals?
We can customize meals. Right.
And I know what this is. I got another friend of mine down in Union County. He's been bit by a tick.
And he can't have a lot of things.
And that meat, that when it comes to meat, can't have meat anymore.
Right. And so I think that's a black pepper thing as well. There's a lot that goes into that. And we have had several people call us and ask us if we can do that. The answer in short is yes. The long answer is I would love to have a conversation with you so I can get to know you and know exactly what you need so we can help provide that.
We're out of doggone time, and okay. I wish we weren't, but we are.
We are.
Maybe we can get you back.
Sure.
Just before I let you go, though, I want to talk about this real quick.
Okay.
Bren Wheatley is joining us. I met her last Friday at the Chamber of Commerce dinner where she and athletes won the Young Entrepreneur Award. If you'd like to get a hold of Bren Wheatley, website and phone number.
The website is athletesmeals.com. It's A-T-H-L-E-A-T-S meals.com. Phone number is 618-201-8609.